Are you in a storm right now that you don't see no way out? Jesus can walk out there in your storm, calm your storm, and walk right out with you on your boat in one piece. Everybody say amen, all right? Jesus walked on water. Not only that, but he can sleep through any storm that you go through, and you need to wake him up. Say, Jesus, I'm dying. Get his attention because you're his child. And he'll walk out on the bow of your messed up life and say, peace, be still. This is my child. I'll deal with them, devil. They ain't nothing to you. Whatever they's messed up, I'll unmess up. Can I get a witness in the house of God? Amen. They say, well, they bad. So, well, I knew that when I saved them. They still ain't nothing to you, Satan. Can I get a witness in the house of God? You understand what I'm saying? Jesus was walking down the street one day and a widow was coming by crying. Big D, she's bearing her son. Now, catch it. She was a widow. Jonathan, she was a widow. So her husband was dead. She had buried her yesterday. Good or bad, she had buried her yesterday, and now, Bruce, she was burying her tomorrow because her son was in a coffin, and she was a widow, and her daddy was at the graveyard, so she was going to go bury her son, but not her daddy, but her husband. She was going to bury her son by her husband. She was fixing to bury yesterday and tomorrow, Martha, all at one time, and so she had no today to even exist in until Jesus walked up and said, whoa, 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 whoa. Bam, he popped up out of the coffin. Can I get a witness? So don't worry about yesterday or tomorrow. God can take care of all that at one, just one time. Come up out of here. You see? He went to see Lazarus. He was dead in the grave 4 days, but he called him out of that grave. Why? Because he wanted to. He can just do what he wants to. And they asked him to, and they hungered for him to, and they also had a relationship with him, all right? In troubling circumstances, because where they lived was Bethany. They had thrown rocks at Jesus and tried to kill him there already, but he went anyway. Wherever you're at, it doesn't matter how bad it gets. It doesn't matter who throws rocks or stones at you. Jesus will walk off in there with you and help you out of that ditch. Can I get an amen? That's just the way he works. There was at a wedding and a party and they ran out of wine and they needed some wine to finish out the wedding. He turned their water to wine. That is a violation of time. That is a violation of so many. If you study fermentation, he violated every rule of law there to bless those people at that wedding. God cares about your life and whatever mess you're in, whatever you run out of and you ain't got enough of, all you need is Jesus, the mystery, all right? The mystery. He fed thousands with crumbs and had baskets left over. So I don't completely understand that. I don't either. I just know that he did. I know these things to be a fact. They work in your life. So how do you know? He's done it for me. I've told you the story I don't know how many times. That the windows in mine, Miss Carrie's trailer house, were froze over on the inside. I owed the gas company for 3 tanks of gas. So I couldn't call them and say, I need some more gas. It was cold. If it's cold enough to freeze your windows on the inside, it's cold. So me and Miss Carrie, Matthew was a baby, got down on the floor, and we prayed and said, God, I don't know what you're going to do. I said, I can deal with it. But my wife, my baby, needs some heat. We got out and prayed. I heard a noise. I knew it was a diesel truck. So I got up out of praying on the floor of that froze-in trailer, and I looked out and I said, it's the gas man. And you've heard this story. So I went out there and I told him, I said, Mr. Lindell, I can't pay you what I owe you. He said, yeah, but I was out this way. Now, we were literally, Craig, literally on our knees about that second praying when I heard that diesel gas truck backing in. Jake, I knew it was a diesel truck. I just said, what's a diesel doing? I knew what it was. And I went and looked out the window and I said, Carrie, it's the gas truck, man. Have you called them? I know she didn't. She said, no, I ain't called them. We owe them money and can't pay them. And not just a dollar. And so I went out there and I said, Mr. Lindell, I can't pay you. He said, well, preacher, I was just happening by. I thought to myself, oh, this is much bigger than happening by, baby. He said, I noticed you was out of gas. I said, yes, sir. He said, why hadn't you called me? I said, well, I just ain't. I owe you, and I can't pay you. And I was raised a certain way. If you can't pay a man, you don't run from him. You call him and say, I'm sorry I can't pay you, but I will pay you. If I live long enough on this earth, I will pay you. He said, well, I'm going to fill you up with gas, preacher. I said, I'm walking alongside him and said, I can't pay you. I won't ever forget what he said. He said, Mr. Wayne, he said, spring will come soon. Amen. So I'm telling you today, his name was Lendell Adcock. A good man. He said, it's by the grace of God that we all make it, preacher. He said, now you got some gas and you can keep your family warm. I'm telling you that this mystery, I tell you what I do understand about it, Mr. Tate. He loves me more than I can even understand. I know that. Jimmy Stewart, I know that he loves me more than I can even process.